Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
This is CBS Eye on the World with Ivana Stradner of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batchelor, writing in The Hill. Ivana brings forth a quandary that has not yet been resolved, to my understanding. Russian and Belarusian athletes, how do they participate in the 2024 Summer Games? One answer is they don't, but the IOC is coming up with other possibilities. What will this look like? It's so strange, Ivana. Where are they in this?
What the International Olympic Committee, they are actually trying to help Russia and Belarus to compete in the Olympics in 2024. And the Kremlin has historically actually used the Olympics as a soft power tool.
Sure.
And I think, you know, we should hurt Putin where it hurts most, and that is in also using like that as a soft power and recognizing that. The reason what's going on, actually, the IOC, they announced that Russian and Belarusian athletes could actually attend the Olympics and the 2026 also Winter Olympics in Milan, saying that no athlete should be, you know, prevented from competing just because of their passport. And they also have a special rapporteur. They claim, you know, the Olympics charter must be the guide. You know, they claim also, while the IOC has stated Russia may compete, you know, under the neutral flag, pending certainly a final decision, this has faced a strong opposition and threats of boycott from Ukrainian authorities, but also Ukrainian allies. And there was a meeting recently that more than 30 countries supported and wanted to put a pressure on the IOC to ban Russia and Belarus from competing. I mean, even Russian athlete Maria Naumova, she emphasized, you know, how the West attempts, you know, to ban Russia showed that the IOC is just like that IOC's lie that sport is out of politics. I mean, I'm sorry to put it bluntly, but we do see that Russia has been using sport as politics, you know, for a decade. And there is, you know, certainly a heated debate in Russian media as to whether, you know, Russia should boycott the Olympics or not. Some even claim, you know, all our enemies will benefit from winning medals Russia deserves. They, for example, also argued that the lack of participation in the games will only help the West further isolate Russia, constantly on emphasis Russophobia, et cetera, et cetera. Recently, in February, there was a summit where EU countries, Australia, South Korea, Great Britain, et cetera, their ministers discussed actually whether they should support the IOC decisions to allow Russians to compete. And even Poland's minister of sport actually emphasized how before these countries decide to boycott, he said, like, I would give the IOC a chance for self-reflection without having, you know, to be pressed to do all these things. But we need to really, really be aware of. We need to be aware of the facts that international sports games can actually help countries project and defend, you know, political stance. For instance, even during the Cold War, the Soviet Union Sports Committee strove to help Soviet athletes win the world supremacy in major sports. We should also, you know, remember that even during the Soviet Union first Olympics in 1952, the Soviet Union and the United States competing against each other, and the media display the games as a competition between free countries and communist countries. I also have to emphasize that in the 1960s, following the Soviet Union's invasion of Hungary, several countries boycotted the Olympics. And in 1980, U.S. boycotted the Moscow-hosted Olympics to protest the Soviet Union invasion of Afghanistan. So we do have a precedent in this situation. And this is really the question of democracy. Like, because Russia has been using also international organizations for many, many years to portray its power, to show actually that all those countries are just Russophobic and are trying to undermine Russia. But we really, really, what we have to show, I think that the Biden administration should use the Summit for Democracy in March and rally its allies and to show that this is really the war between democracies versus autocracies, and to put a pressure on the IOC, to rally our allies, to put a pressure on the IOC, and not to allow Russia and Belarus to compete next year.
We just have about a minute. What will this look like? It's going to be in Paris. Are the Russians going to appear with the Russian flag? Is that the IOC's idea? Are the Belarusians going to have their flag out there, going to have their flag on their uniforms? What's going to? What are they proposing? We have about a minute.
They propose, that there should be like a neutral flag over there, and they should not compete, with their own flags. But that's not going to change things, because Russia will use that opportunity again inside Russia to show again, that the West is against them, but also to use such games to portray its picture in the world, that Russia is again the victim of what they love to call Western imperialism.
So right now, we don't have a final decision, but the IOC is going to permit Russian and Belarusian athletes. That's what we know right now. Is that correct, Ivana?
Correct. And we are waiting, to see how this is going to unfold.
Ivana Stradner, who is a special correspondent to the Kyiv Post, is a research fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Patterson.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.